Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome again to Book Chat with author Vivian Moore. I am Vivian, and I'm excited to talk with you today. Today I have some information on free stuff, and who does not like free stuff? But before I tell you about the free stuff, I want to give my guests the call-in number so they can call and chat if they would like with me while I'm doing the show. That number is 1-657-383-0922. Please feel free to call in and ask questions if you so desire. But today, as I said, I want to talk about free stuff. Of course, this free stuff is books. And who doesn't like free books? I have two that are really, really good with the free book. The first one is BookBub, and that's B-O-O-K-B-U-B. And they have any genre that you're interested in, and the majority of the books are free. And most of them are on, they're on Amazon, iBooks, Barnes & Noble, Google. So any outlet that is your preference, you can download these books to your e-readers because they all are electronic books. But in my opinion, BookBub is best because they do have a great selection of all kinds of books. And as I said, the majority of them are free. Now they do have some that that you can get, but they're still not terribly expensive. Some are 99 cents. I haven't seen any that was actually over $2.99. But like I said, they do have the best assortment of free books. And then there's another one called Free Booksy, and that's FreeBooksy. And they have an assortment of free books as well. But a lot of the authors on the free book feed, I'm not really familiar with any of those, but I mean, but you may be more familiar with them than I am. But on BookBub, they have an assortment of different authors that are well known, that are top booksellers. And the majority of these books are, some are on the bestseller list, but a lot of them are new and upcoming authors, and this is a way for them to get their books noticed, to get their books read, and get them critiqued by giving them away free. And so that's just a good idea for new authors or authors who are not seeing a lot of success in the books that they have out there. So it's just a good idea to put your book, to advertise your book on either one of those sites and give it away for free. Because people, if the book is good, people are going to talk about it, and word of mouth is the best publicity that you can have, you know, other than publicity that you're putting out on the Internet or any other medium to get your work noticed. And then there's Bargain Booksy, and that's Bargain Booksy, B-O-O-K-S-Y. Now, these books on that website, they're not free, but they're not expensive either. I don't think I've seen any over $3 with that one either. But, again, I'm not very familiar with a lot of those authors that are on that site, but I'm pretty sure some of them probably are best-selling authors. But in my opinion, BookBub would be the top over those of the other two. If you are a book lover, and they come on a regular basis, you can set up the frequency how much you receive the emails that for these books. But I get them pretty much every day, Monday through Sunday. I get the free book, and usually I get maybe 2 to 3 that I really, really like. But like I said, you can look through it, and if you don't see any of the books that may interest you on the ones that they are advertising for that day, you can go into the site and set it up however you want to, and choose the book. And they will send you the book that's according to your preference. So you just might want to check it out again. That's BookBub, Free Booksy, and Bargain Booksy. It's with the free books on a daily basis. Last week, I said that I wanted to talk about some temporary authors. Excuse me. Pardon me. Lost my voice there for a second. Sorry about that. Okay, sorry about that. I'm back. Lost my voice there for a second. Don't know what went wrong with that, but anyway, excuse me. I wanted to talk about some contemporary authors, and one of my favorites is Bella Andre. I'm sorry. Just hold for 1 second. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry about that. I'm having issues, apparently, as you can tell. But I wanted to talk about some contemporary authors. Bella Andre is a best-selling author. She used to write under a different name because she used to write. I don't know if she still does or not, but she wrote erotica. And I'm really not into that genre of books. But I do like the adult books. They're not as I'm trying to find the right words to say, explicit as erotica is, and the storylines are way better. But Bella Andre writes, most of her books are dealing with the Sullivan, and that's a family that she started writing about, and I forget how many brothers and sisters that they have. I think it's one sister, but the majority are males. And so the stories that she creates, they're beautiful stories. And I love stories about family, and she has taken each one of those family members and given them their own story. So that may be one that you may want to check out. And her books are quite frequent on BookBub. So So you may want to check out her book. There are a few others that are contemporary writers, and I won't give you a list of them because I'm pretty sure that the people that are avid readers like me, you already know about the contemporary writers that that you like to mention out there in case you were interested in those types of stories. But next week, I'll have a detailed, more detailed list of those contemporary writers and some of the books that they put out that you may want to check out for your own pleasure. But please do check out these free book sites that I told you about, BookBub, Free Booksy, and Bargain Booksy, and check them out and just get explore. That's a good way to find out what you like, and just explore. And hopefully next week, I'll have some callers to call in and just talk about books. But I do want the book group that meet on a monthly basis, if they would call in and share some of the books that they're reading online, and we can talk about it and discuss that. But I'll get that set up, and we'll talk about that more in the coming week. I only have 15 minutes of airtime, and as I said before, I'm still feeling my way through this programming, trying to get more custom, trying to get more professional with it, and I know that it's a progress to everything. So, but I feel that I'm getting better with it week by week, and I just pray that that the people that are going out listening to the show, whether it's live or they're listening to the recorded episode, I hope that you are enjoying them, and I'm very passionate about writing and reading. And as I said before, I'm an author, but my main focus is not on myself. It's highlighting some of the other authors that I love to read. I'm a writer, but I'm also a reader. And before I wrote my first book, I read many before. So, I just want to share that love of why I do this show. And would love for people to call in and chat with me. And you know, as the show grows, I will increase the time that I'm on air to give more callers a chance to call in and share their love of books also. But my time is just about up for today. So hopefully I'll hear from you. You'll definitely hear from me next Saturday at this time, at the same time, 6 p.m. And have a great and wonderful weekend. This is Vivian Moore. Thank you.